views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Welcome to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Artie is renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and entertaining motivational speaker. Sky's given talent of inner guidance gives her the ability to interpret feelings and images impressed upon her by the spirit world. Call now for answers from your guardian angels and loved ones at 800-930-2819. And now here are your hosts, Artie and Sky.
My eyes are told you. I'll tell you, anybody who has had the pleasure of seeing the Jersey Boys,
that's a great show.
That is a great, great show. That's the kind of show, even if you're not into Frankie Valli and the doo-wops, that's the kind of show you can't help but not love. It's phenomenal. And the same thing with Motown. And the same thing with Carole King. There's a Broadway show with Carole King. All three of these shows, it makes no difference whether you're into that time era or not. You are 100% going to appreciate it. So check it out. Woo. I don't even have stock in these in these shows. I wish I did. Oh, my God.
You're the biggest advocate.
Oh, my God. I am. That's I love that show. I mean, I could literally see that show once a week and never get sick of it. You didn't see it yet?
No.
Oh, my God. You'd like be walking out of there floating. You
probably
will. Floating. And what's really cool is like they're all from Jersey and then talk about Joe Pesci, who's a part of Frankie Valli.
Yeah.
And, you know, dealing with the mob, which you could relate to.
Yeah, I live with mob. My kids are
just kidding. All right, right now we have Lene from Washington. How you doing, Lene?
Hi, Lene. What a pretty name.
Hi. You know what? I am just sitting here laughing. I love all those shows, but you guys make me laugh so hard. I love your show. Thank you.
Thank you.
My question is, I'm in a very similar situation to what Kate was in, except that this year I've decided I'm going to really open my heart to try to find someone to, you know, like a romantic relationship, a soulmate.
Very proud of you.
That's wonderful.
Very, very proud
wonderful.
Of you. That's wonderful. That's
very good.
Very, very good. It really is.
You put yourself on an airplane immediately when you do that.
Yeah,
I see you becoming more physically active with activities in the summertime.
And also like going into yoga or exercise.
Okay. Hello?
Hello.
I did meet somebody over Christmas that lives in California. It was through a relative was introduced to this person, but we didn't, because everybody was coming down with the flu, we never got together. But I was just wondering what you see around that.
Can we have his initials or first name?
It's R.S.
What?
Well, Rick, and then the last name I won't say, but F.
No,
Rick S?
Yes.
Okay.
You know, I feel as though if one of you don't make the commitment to come closer, that I don't see it really working out. And it's not for lack of not wanting to. It's for lack of not being able to just get it together.
Overall, I honestly see it as an infatuation more than it being what it could be, or, you know, in your fantasies. You know, and it's interesting that song by Frankie Valli was saying, I like dreaming because dreaming could make you mine, you know, because that's what it is. You know, it was like perfect timing for that song. And
I really don't feel like you guys have the time to really become totally and head over heels in love with each other, because there's such a difference in, there's such a vast demographic void right. between you both.
The geographics you mean yeah. between each other?
They are so far away from each other.
You want to know something, Lene? What I'm picking up is it's great that you want to open up your heart and you want to be loving, but don't look at, you know, just anybody who's just really nice, like, oh my God, he's my soulmate, or oh, we have a soul connection. Don't allow yourself right. to get so, so deep, because just because you have a wonderful moment, I mean, yes, there is, you know, I do believe in love at first sight, and I do believe that this could happen. With you, though, I have a feeling it's going to take a few dates until you find the one, but there's going to be a couple of people who you're going to meet that you're going to appreciate what they have to offer. But yet, if you look at the whole package, you're going to realize they're not the one. But yet, you're still going to enjoy their time. But don't try to look at just having a great time with somebody like, oh my God, this is my soulmate. Don't allow yourself to be just, you know, in your head in the clouds.
And you know, I see you walking down a walking path with a little fuzzy dog. The dog is small. It's a smaller dog. And you're actually holding hands with the fella. And that fellow is going to be very, very interested in you. But it's not going to come right now. You're going to be dating a few guys before that. And I'll tell you the truth, you're walking in shorts. So I guess it's going to be in the summer.
Okay.
There
okay.
she was,
yeah, I'm
just
very
walking down the street,
my problem.
Singing do-a-dee-dee-dee-dum, dee-dee-dum.
Sorry. We had our own moment there.
You look good.
Good.
Oh
you
God.
Look fine.
You
look fine.
Hilarious.
Now he's going to
no,
make
I'm
you his mind.
Realistic.
What he meant to say is his mind. No, honestly, I feel that there is a nice man coming for you, and it'll be in the summertime because I do see you walk. Do you have a small dog?
No, I don't, but I walk. I have a walking path all around my house, and I walk them all the time. I'm an avid walker, so.
Ah, so you're either going to get a small dog, Fluffy, so cute, or he's going to have a dog. So okay. I see you both walking down this walking path. And you're wearing shorts and tennis shoes. And actually, so is he. And you're going to be walking this dog together. And I see like you'll be holding hands and, you know, looking at each other really lovingly and tenderly. But I'm not seeing this till the summertime. And I'm talking about maybe July, August.
A funny okay. thing, what I'm seeing okay. is that one of you is going to have like a cookie or some kind of a treat in your hand. And you're going to offer the other person, oh, would you like some? You know, whether it be a granola bar or whatnot. It could even possibly be, and you're going to laugh at this.
A dog biscuit. No.
Right, literally. Yeah. If the guy is feeding his dog a dog biscuit or something, and jokingly he's going to say, hey, would you like one? You know, would you like a piece? But there's going to be some kind of an offering, and it could be something cute and
yeah.
funny like that.
Yeah.
Or it could be, you know, something like a treat or, you know, gum.
And the nicest thing about this is okay. you're both going to love this puppy. This dog is going to be so cute. I see this dog having a tail that goes up, and it has like fuzzy hair, long fuzzy hair, not fuzzy, but long, like straight hair. And the tail is whoosh, whoosh, okay. whoosh in the breeze, you know, and you guys are going to have so much fun. It's going to be like your own kid. It's just very strong.
But like I said, don't allow your mind to quickly fall head over heels too hard, too fast. Allow a relationship.
Date.
Allow the relationship to manifest itself, all right?
Yeah, and you need to get out there and date. I don't want you to fall for the first guy, like Artie says. Please go out there and please put yourself
just
out there.
Just keep your
there.
Options open.
Absolutely. Get out there and meet yeah. a lot of different people. Don't get stuck with the first one.
Make it like it's an all-you-can-eat buffet.
Right.
Variety.
Right.
As much as you want.
And the buffet police will not bother you.
That's right.
Get away from the salad bar.
That's been kind of my problem because I'm kind of a homebody, you know, when I'm not at work. And so I'm, you know, but I do go out and walk a lot. So that's good.
You might just meet him on that walking path with that dog.
But allow yourself to step out of your comfort zone. And you know, if there's any social events, go. And, you know, if there's somebody playing music in a local bar or a tavern or a restaurant bar or something, see what's out there and allow yourself just to enjoy the ambiance. But when you go out there, don't go out there like you're on the hunt, because if you're expecting too much, then you're expecting too much. Just go out there to have a good time and just let nature take its course.
Okay. Okay. That's good advice. That really is good advice. I like that.
Well, listen, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you, because Sky and I, we got to go for a commercial break now.
It was so nice speaking to you, sweetie. God bless you and good luck.
Thank you. Thank you both. Bye.
Bye-bye.
If anybody would like to get a reading from myself to have an Artie party or a Sky Artie party or a private session, just call me at 877-ANGEL-02 and Sky.
908-500-1474.
And in April, she's going to be at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention in Raritan Center in Edison, New Jersey. And it'll be a blast. I promise you, you will not be disappointed. So stick around, everybody, because Sky and I, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
There she was, just walking down the street singing.
Do what diddy-diddy-dum diddy-do.
Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing.
Do what diddy-diddy-dum diddy-do.
She looked good.
Look good.
She looked fine.
Look fine.
She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
All right.
Welcome back, everybody, to Angels and Answers with Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. And we have a wonderful person waiting very patiently from New Jersey.
All the way from Jersey.
Jersey Goyle. Her name is Lisa.
How you doing, Lee?
Well, unfortunately, she hung up, so why don't we take the next call, which is
okay,
Mike.
Right. Mike, come on on.
Come on down. You're our new contestant on The Price is Right.
Come on, boy. From PA, Mike.
Hello.
Hi there, Michael. How are you?
Hi.
Pretty good.
Good. What can we do?
Wait. That doesn't sound like a convincing pretty good.
You sound depressed,
Mike. Sound like you just came out of a funeral, so yeah, pretty good.
Are you depressed, Mike?
Hello? A little bit. I've had some family issues.
Okay. Go ahead. Share with us.
Mike? I had some issues with kids not wanting to stay here and being in and out of court with them and everything.
Mike, listen to me. You cannot force your children at this stage of the game. I'm assuming that they're under the age of 18, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. You cannot force your kids, if they don't want to be with you right now, to be with you. It would be an atrocity for them. They would be miserable. You would be miserable. However, let me promise you this. I do see in your future that your children will come flocking to you, because I truly believe they're being brainwashed right now from where they are. Okay? And if you don't push the issue, they will come to you on their own, and it'll be an amazing relationship. Are you able to have visitation?
One day out of a year.
That's
one?
It?
Why?
One day out of the year.
Why?
4 hours on Father's Day from 8 o'clock in the morning till noon.
That's not good.
Wow.
There's something wrong.
What's wrong? Wait, we're missing something on the picture. Were you convicted of something or?
Nope, that's what my parents had the attorneys roll up.
Well, why don't you have an attorney?
What's that?
Do you have an attorney?
I did. He didn't do a good job for anything.
Well, as far as the lawyer from your parents, he didn't do a good job either.
No.
Because that's not right. If anything, I would definitely appeal this.
Yes.
This isn't right by any stretch. I mean, unless if you were, convicted of some kind of molestation or endangering the kids, or even if you weren't, in a very good emotional mental state, still, even if it's under guarded circumstances, you still should be able to have the right to, see your kids.
That's an atrocity to your children as well as to yourself.
Yeah, that's not healthy at all. Well, there's two of them, correct?
Three, I feel.
Yes. There's
yes,
two.
What?
Two or three.
It's two older ones.
Do you have any younger ones?
Not that I have anymore.
No. Did you have three children altogether?
Altogether, I have five.
Okay.
Well, there you go. Two and three equals five.
There you go.
Wow, that's amazing.
Listen, you've got to get a better lawyer, even if you get somebody from the state to represent you. Unless you're a convicted criminal, there is no reason why you should not be able to see your children. Very sorry. That is totally an injustice to you.
Do they have something against you? I mean, other than just you being you, but I mean, is there anything legitimately, legally that they feel threatening to the children by you being in their company?
No, there's nothing against me. I actually drive a school van, so I have passed federal background checks for everything.
You know, I feel as though somebody in the picture is taking drugs. Who's the one doing the drugs?
Their biological mother has got more visitation than I do.
And is she a drug addict?
Yep. Her and her husband both.
And so what you're saying is her parents are now taking over custody of the children.
My parents are.
Oh, your parents.
You want to know something? So, I have a feeling. You want to know something? We would have to do an all out reading on you because this is way too short, and there's too many pieces of the puzzle missing. So, and for some reason, I keep on strongly getting a connection to Kentucky and or Tennessee as far as there's going to be a move by one or two people within your family who's going to end up being in the either Kentucky or Tennessee area.
Okay.
Does that make any sense to you, Mike?
Is there any connection now to that or no?
there's a discussion of a move out west, but nothing that I know of as far as Kentucky or Tennessee.
Okay, well, I'm strongly seeing, don't be surprised if you end up hearing Kentucky or Tennessee. These are the two states that I'm seeing. But I don't feel like it's going to be as far as out west as they think it is. It's going to be a move, but I don't think it's going to be as far as out west as they may say.
Hey, Mike, let me ask you a question. Did you have to go through a psychological examination during this procedure?
No.
Okay. Well, I would strongly suggest you get a hold of that lawyer of yours and have him take a psych eval of you. Because I feel as though with the psych eval, it'll come up that you are perfectly normal to see your children. I think that's going to help you. And I also feel as though you need to plead to the court's mercy that you're a loving father, because I feel you're a very loving father. And I feel as though with that you will get custody, at least somewhat custody of these children, you know?
If you want something bad enough, you'll do whatever it takes to make things happen. But just to sit there and just to wait, you know, like I said, you know, once a year for 4 hours on Father's Day, it just
doesn't,
by any stretch of the imagination, it doesn't add
Even
up.
Even criminals get more than that.
Yeah. I mean, I was saying if you're possibly Charlie Manson, then maybe, you know, under guarded circumstances, once a year for 4 hours, it doesn't make sense.
Let me ask you something. Are the children totally against you seeing them at all?
They are more directed towards what can money buy me.
Oh, and I see. So your parents are feeding them with gifts. So that they
they're being brainwashed,
right?
But yet still, if you were to be able to speak with a lawyer, even if you go to the court system, you know, they do appoint lawyers, you know, and if you go to lawyer.com or lawyeraskquestions.com, there are lawyers that will answer your questions to help you overcome your circumstances legally.
Right.
It does exist because I did ask a lawyer about certain past circumstances in my life. And, you know, and you write down what you could comfortably afford, whether it be $25, $50. They'll ask you, you know, what is your question worth? You know, how much of an answer do you want from a lawyer? You can't go $10 because a lawyer, obviously, you don't want to disrespect them. But at the same token, you don't have to spend $1 million. So to get good, solid advice and letting them know what state you're in, you know, you'll be granted a lawyer via computer to give you the answers to help you overcome your circumstances. But I do feel like this is curable or it's fixable to be much better than where it's at.
Absolutely.
You just have to do your legwork. It's as simple as that. You're going to have to do the legwork.
But you're going to have to be consistent. And I feel some of the problem is that you have dropped the ball in the past. So that shows a lack of, you know, being
responsible.
Very responsible.
Mike, listen, we have to go to a break now. So listen, it was a great pleasure sharing time with you. And like I said, check out lawyer.com or askalawyeraquestion.com. It's something to that effect that you'll be able to get. You know, there are lawyers online that will be able to answer your questions. All right, buddy?
All right.
Take care, Mike.
Take care.
Thanks.
And good luck.
Good luck.
Thank you.
You want to know something? When I went through my – when I was going through my divorce with, you know, my first wife with my daughter, Rebecca – you know, I know for a fact that my wife was badgering me and saying bad things about me. And there's really not much that I could do. And there were times I did want to see my daughter more than, you know, just on the weekend.
Right.
And she kept on coming up with excuses. But the reason why I did not fight with my wife or give my, I never ever gave my daughter any guilty conscience because I didn't want to make her
right.
have to decide or feel bad.
Right.
All I could do is, even though Rebecca, my daughter, kept on hearing bad things about me from her stepdad and her mom, all I could do is be the best person I could be while she's with me.
Right.
And so this was actually doing a mind job on her because she hears all these horrific things about her dad. But
and
then
you're doing just the opposite.
And I'm doing just the opposite. And I'm just being my true, genuine self.
Right.
And it's about being happy. You know, yes, I understand that her mom was hurt because I didn't stay with her mom. But I also know that when the show is over, the show is over. If
right.
you're not in love with somebody, or even if you love somebody, you know, it's, you know, you could still work things out if you love somebody. But, you know, just know when the show is over so that, you know, because if you're dying inside –
it doesn't
you know,
make it good for anybody.
Right.
Nobody's happy.
And people's feelings are going to get hurt. And so, like I said, the best thing that you can do if you're under these circumstances like I was, well, I kind of still am, but it's years down the road. All you can do is be the best parent or the best person you could be while you're with your child and just show them the best time because they're just going to be thinking about how well you treated them.
Right.
You know, and how honest. And yes, sometimes it's not going to be Disney World. Sometimes you have to be the disciplinarian.
Disciplinarian.
That's a very good word. I have to try it. One of those two words. You have to be because, you know, you also have to make sure that, you
Listen,
know,
what
there's
you're
respect.
Trying, what you're trying to
there
say.
There has to be respect.
Actions speak louder than words.
That's it. And on that note, Sky and I, we're going to be taking a break. So stick around, everybody, because Angels and Answers and Sky and Artie, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Welcome, everybody. Welcome back to Angels and Answers.
Hello.
And it's Sky Siegel, and that was Arthur Hoffman. And we have a lovely young lady called Lisa who comes from our beautiful state of New Jersey.
The Garden State.
The Garden State.
Where all the beautiful flowers are taken.
And the vegetables.
There you go. That's
the
right.
Vegetables.
I wonder how New Jersey even got the Garden State.
I thought it was because on the Garden State Parkway they had like flowers. I don't know.
I'll buy that. That was pretty good. Yeah. That was pretty good. No, there is lots of New Jersey that is absolutely drop dead gorgeous. Yeah. I mean, even in your area, it's drop dead gorgeous.
It is.
You're in Horse, but New Jersey does get a bum rap because too many people only know New Jersey for the northern part of the Turnpike.
Right, where that has all that pollution.
Elizabeth, Irvington, yeah. Newark, Camden.
I don't like those areas. It's you congested.
I mean, it's dirty. It's granted, you need. Need an industry like that to be able to create, oil for everybody. And, someplace has to take the hit on behalf of everybody else. But most of New Jersey really is a drop-dead gorgeous state.
It is.
If you go out northwest, if you go way down south, there's lots of parts of New Jersey in the central that's absolutely gorgeous.
Absolutely.
And New Jersey
has... The beaches are phenomenal.
Yeah, some of the wealthiest people come from New Jersey.
Absolutely.
So, and I want to be one of them.
Me too. Me too, baby. So, Lisa, are you with us?
Yes. Hi, Sky and Artie. How are you?
Good. Are you one of the wealthier people of New Jersey?
No.
Do you live by the water?
No, I wish I was.
Okay, well, we're still rooting for you.
Great.
What can we do for you, Lace?
I'm just wondering if I should sell my house or should I stay in my house? And I don't know. What do you see?
It's like you don't want to move, do you? You're moving because of circumstances?
Yes.
Okay, I think you should stay in your house. I'm feeling that you have a deep connection to it. And
I think you should dig a moat and have a drawbridge to your house.
And put alligators in there.
And anyone who tries to take you out of your house, I think you should attack them with spears.
let me ask you something. I feel as though you're worried that you're not going to be able to afford to keep the house. Is that true?
Yes, that's true.
I want you to do some homework. I want you to find out. I mean, you don't want to go to an apartment because that's futile, because you're just giving rents to landlords. You're not getting anything out of it. I want you to find out if you could purchase a house with the taxes on the money you make that's going to be less than what you're living in now. Take into consideration your move. Take into consideration the property taxes around the area and the square footage of the house and see if it's comparable. Because sometimes you can get a cheaper house, but the taxes will eat you alive in certain areas of New Jersey. So, you got to do a little homework on that. But I don't see you moving. I feel you have too much of a heartfelt attachment to your home.
I do. I really do. I have a lot of sentimental value to my, feelings for my home.
And you know what? You're going to find a way to stay.
Come hell to high water, even if you have to borrow the
money.
But I feel like there's somebody else with money that will be able to assist you. Even if you offer a part investment of your home to the person who purchases your house, that there's a deal that you could work out. This is what I was getting. I mean, I told Sky I was lip syncing to her that I felt the sadness from you the first moment I heard your voice. And Sky and I believe that you're able to pull this one out of your hat.
Absolutely.
If you want it bad enough, if it could happen.
I think she does.
Yeah. If you just feel like too overwhelmed, of course you're going to let it go. But Sky and I believe
there are
enough resources for you to be able to stay.
Because my ex-husband is living here. He's renting a room, and I just can't take it anymore. I just can't have him here because it's really upsetting me and it's upsetting my kids.
Yeah, that's not a healthy circumstance to have him there. That's you're making a deal with the devil on that one.
Right. Just why don't you move him out and get somebody else to take over that room?
Yeah, I don't know.
You see what Artie just said a few minutes ago? He said, even if you have to find somebody to share, in the responsibilities
in
of the
financial
money.
Responsibility. It doesn't have to be a male. It could be a female.
Absolutely. It could be a college student who's looking for dorms. Do you live in like Central Jersey?
Central North Jersey.
Okay. So this
I don't live near any college. Yeah, but I don't live close to any colleges. No, not really.
So you know what? You could put an ad in the paper, and you can screen that person, and you could do a background check since you have kids, and since that person's going to be living with you.
I see somebody who literally has the demeanor of a nanny. I kept on seeing Fran Greshner. Seriously, when we were talking about, you know, who could, when as soon as you told me your ex-husband is living there, or your husband, ex-husband, whatever.
I got a no-no big time.
With what?
Ex-husband.
Yeah, of course. But I was seeing in my mind like a Fran Greshner, which, you know, she plays the nanny. And I feel like you could find somebody who has a very sweet disposition that you could definitely trust. And like Sky said, you know, just do a backup check on this person.
Or it could be somebody from Brooklyn.
But it's going to take – yeah, exactly. But it's going to take all the weight of the of your burdens off your shoulders. So I wouldn't really worry because there is a cure for this. But, you know, but you got to get him out. You know, I know you're in a do or – you know, you're damned if you do, damned if you don't situation.
Right.
But Sky and I recommend get him out and get somebody else in, and that's going to cure your problem. It really is.
Yep.
Yeah.
Don't leave your house.
It's going to be hard getting
you
him
work
out.
Too hard to get it. And you work too hard to
get I just have a lot of memories here of like all my family that was here and they're all gone now. You know, I feel like closer to them here, if that makes any sense. I don't know.
It's doable. This is what we're saying. That's the good news. We're not saying doom or gloom. We're not saying all gloom.
No, you can do this.
This is doable.
You can do this.
Okay.
All right. So, put on your big girl pants and do what you got to do. And then
I feel next year at this time, you're going to be calling us back and you're going to be saying, oh, I'm
all happy news.
Yeah, I'm so happy. Huh. You know what? I've got a boyfriend. I rented out the room. The finances are better. I've got a second job or I got a raise at my
job. I need a better job.
What?
I need a better job. Do you see that coming anytime soon?
Well, like I said, I mean, I feel like you're going to get a female. You are going to get a female stank. I don't see a male, but I'm seeing a female as far as, you know, taking a place, you know, renting from you. If you allow it to happen, there will be a very, very good person.
You know, I see a lot of clothing, a lot of clothing around you.
Yes. I have an eBay business, and people keep giving me their clothes to sell on eBay.
Okay,
and my room
great.
Is packed
so I want you to really advertise the crap out of that, because that's what's going to be your saving grace.
I just don't have enough time even to do that. I mean, that's my side business. Like that, I have a regular full-time job, too.
Okay, so you have – how old are your kids?
24, 23, and 17.
Okay, then you can teach them how to do it. Mommy's done
Learn
plenty.
To delegate responsibility. Right. You're trying to do everything for everybody.
Right.
And that's why you don't have the time. But this is 100% doable, and everyone's just going to have to chip in. You can't do everything for everybody. It's just not realistic.
Yes. This is going to be a saving grace, Lisa. I want you to really get a little bit heavier into this business. Because you're going to get a lot of extra money for this. And next year at this time, you are going to be so happy. And I see a what would you call that? I see romance in your life. I see something coming up for you.
As a matter of fact, it wouldn't surprise me if he's a barber or he lives by a barber shop or his father was a barber. Because I'm seeing the red and white pole swirl like a candy cane. And
a hairdresser
or something. There you go. He's not gay.
Okay. I hope not.
No.
He wouldn't be interested in me.
No, but I heard they make great friends and great dancers.
Yeah.
You can go shopping with them.
More than that.
There you go. He'll help you with your clothesline.
Listen, let me tell you, my best friend's gay, and I wouldn't have.
I am not.
I love. Okay, so you're still my best friend. You're straight. It's all right. I love you anyway.
There you go. There you go.
I think next year at this time, you're going to be really doing well.
You're going to be happier. Trust me. I'm going to tell you something, and I say this with love. I don't feel sorry for you only because you 100% have the equipment to pull yourself out.
Absolutely, especially with that business.
Right, and you can and you will. So don't feel sorry for yourself. Just do what has to be done. Grab the bull by the horns and do it. And right now, Sky and I, we got to go for a commercial break.
Nice speaking to you, Lisa.
Well, thank you, guys.
God bless. Good
luck. Take care, sweetheart. All right, everybody, stick around because Sky and I, the Angels and Answers dynamic duo, we're going to be right back right after this commercial break.
But then if you're so smart, tell me why are you still so...
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic, medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
All right, welcome back, everybody, with Sky and Artie with Angels and Answers. And in April, you guys are going to have the pleasure of being able to meet Sky in person at Raritan Center in Edison, New Jersey at the Mind, Body, and Spirit Convention. And she will be having her booth. And as the weeks go on, we'll tell you specifically what booth she will be at.
Yes.
And she's also going to be speaking on Sunday at 1 p.m., what are you talking about?
I'm going to speak about how you too can open up to speak with your deceased relatives. It's very interesting and it takes practice, and you can do it because we are no special. We're no special people. You know, God gave every. I know you're special.
I'm very special.
He's so special. He's so special.
Special.
Listen, God gave everybody this intuitiveness. So if we can do it, you can do it. And I'm going to give you pointers on how you can do it so that, and you know what? You're probably doing it already. You just don't realize it.
I'm going to, what I do tell everybody, that, you know, for those of you who would really love to connect to a loved one who's passed away, besides coming to see us, which is really an experience in itself. But if you were to email your loved one, all right, you address it to yourself, but write a letter to your loved one. And while you are emailing them, they will be reading it in that moment. All right. And now you're going to start to imagine them like responding in your thoughts according to everything you're saying. Do you remember when? You could talk about anything. You could talk about how you feel about them. You could talk about memory lane. You could talk about, you know, the issues that are going on in the family right now. You know, I need answers. Can you please send me answers? And as you're running it, you're going to actually start to imagine them talking to you. You'll be laughing. You'll be crying. You'll be having all the emotions. But I'm just letting you know it's not your imagination.
Right.
That's them really talking to you.
Trust yourself. Trust your
your gut.
Not only
your insights.
The intuition.
Your intuition.
Yeah, trust that. Once you start trusting your intuition, you've got it made.
Yeah, and as you do it more and more, it's going to become more real-like. Now, in reality, I would not really tell too many people what you're doing, only because a lot of people are, you know, the only time I would share information like that you're doing this with people who are spiritual and people who do believe in life after death and who believe in the spiritual world, those are the people I would share, because otherwise, if you share with other people who are very skeptical, they're going to shut down your hopes. They're going to shut down your feelings. And then that's going to make you feel bad. And it's going to stop you from communicating to your loved ones. Now, Sky and I, we make a living doing this. So it's 100% doable. We 100% communicate to people who have crossed over in the spiritual world. And all they are, they're the same as us.
Yes.
Only without the body. That's the only difference.
Well, wait.
That's the only difference between the spirit and the spiritual world and us. They're expressing themselves without the physical body.
But they do have a spiritual body.
They have a spiritual body, but it's not the physical body. Yes, the spiritual body. Yeah. They could create the image of the of the presence, the essence that they had.
Yes. Yes, absolutely. Because I do believe that when I see spirit, I do, even spirit from the other side that just comes visiting, I absolutely see them in a body. And I'm going to tell you something. When I was younger and I saw outside in my car, I saw two spirits walk through the hood of my car.
Yeah, you're saying.
Yeah, and I literally saw them with perfect body. They had a perfectly perfect body. It's just that they were white.
Right.
Like I couldn't say cloud form because they weren't distorting.
It was like a mist. It wasn't even a mist.
It was a solid
white. It's called a silhouette.
Yes.
That's what
a silhouette
is.
But you could actually see their eyes and their nose.
I understand
their mouth.
That.
It was amazing. I thought it was the most coolest thing I've ever saw. And you know what? Some people would be crapping themselves. I couldn't get enough.
Yeah.
I like followed them and I was looking at them.
You said Richie,
my husband saw
it.
Yeah.
And he's not into this. And sitting right next to you. And didn't you say, honey, what do you see right now?
Yes.
Do you see that?
Do you see
and then
what
he
I
described
see?
Exactly what you saw.
Yes. And I was so amazed that he saw it. Because he's like the most unspiritual human in creation.
Well, I think since we've been on the radio, he's actually been opening up a little more.
A little bit.
He's opened up a little. Got to give him a little credit.
Yeah.
But there's a true story about there is this angel, saint, ghost, whatever you want to call him, he's been found on the beaches of North Carolina or South Carolina. I forgot
really?
What. And when he walks by you, because there was testimonies, I saw this like on a 60 Minutes. And when this ghost, I forgot the name of this fella or this spirit, but there was an older couple and they were walking the beach and it was only them. That was it. And from afar, they saw a gentleman walking in a trench coat with a hat. All right. And the weather did not call for anybody wearing a trench coat and a hat because it wasn't that kind of cold outside. It was like a little cool, but it was more warm. And so, you know, they were walking by each other and they acknowledged each other. And the gentleman tapped his hat and gave a nod to him. And so After a few seconds of them, I'm getting chills in my bones right now.
I love this.
After the older couple passed this gentleman, he turned around and the guy was gone. He said it was nothing but open beach because it was after hours.
Yeah.
When everyone, he says it was nothing but open beach and waters, and the guy was nowhere to be found. He says it was only a matter of a few seconds.
Definitely.
And the guy was totally gone and he vanished. Now what happened was this was the angel. This was like an Archangel Michael of protection, because what happened was the next day a tremendous storm came into the Carolinas because everyone was told to evacuate.
Yeah.
Now, when this spirit graces your presence, you are blessed with his protection. So what happened was this couple left the island, or left where they were, all right, along with the entire neighborhood. And after the hurricane or tornado came and it was annihilated, they came back and the neighborhood was annihilated. Not only was their house intact and not touched, you know, all the other houses around, but they had newspapers on the picnic table and the towels draped over the railing, and it was all exactly as it was.
Oh my God.
And all the houses, the neighbors, everyone else's was just
demolished,
annihilated.
Oh my
except
God.
Their house. It was unbelievable.
Is this the most amazing thing? I mean, this is what makes me go on.
Yeah.
Doesn't it?
It's
validation
truly,
of
this spirit.
This is not it. There's so much more that we don't know, and
yes.
I'm so excited about that.
Yeah.
I just love it. I just love it.
Right, and it, like I said, and this ghost has been known, or ghost spirit has been known to, you know, other people have testimonials of seeing this
That's
gentleman
beautiful.
Or this spirit.
God
and,
love them.
And they had their stories. I forgot that. It's just that this story was so profound.
Yeah.
It stuck in me. Like since I was in my late teens or early 20s, I saw this. It was way back when. But I was so amazed.
That
so
is
amazed.
Amazing. I think that's the most beautiful thing. And it makes me feel so good inside to know that we know so little about the universe around us and what's really going on. And I truly believe with every ounce of my body that this life is such a minute part of what's coming.
Yes. What has been, what's coming, we're just a spot of time and that's it.
Yeah, and you know something? I truly believe that even when we get to the other side, there's something else for us to be doing.
Oh, absolutely.
And somewhere else we're going to go.
Absolutely.
I just love it. This
and we're going to
so
be
amazing.
Helping out a lot of loved ones who are here on Earth.
Yes.
We just don't go out in our own world, but we're going to, you know, not only are we going to experience our own life in the spiritual world and help our own selves grow with our angels and spirit guides, but also help our loved ones who are left behind and assist them.
Yes.
And help them get through some time.
Yes, absolutely.
And right now we have to go and call it quits.
Are you serious?
Yeah. So from my mouth to God's ears, may God bless everybody who is listening. May God bless you with lots of love, happiness, health, and prosperity. And keep on talking to your angels and ask for whatever it is that you want.
Just say thank you once
Just
in a
say
while.
Thank you. The more the more you show gratitude and gratuity to you and to God and to your fellow man, the more abundance is going to come to you. Just show love and appreciation, and it'll just come to you.
And may the Holy Spirit always be with you in every single thing you do and say.
Yes. For you, and God bless you too, Sky.
I love you.
Love you too. And for you, your children, your loved ones, may God bless you. And until next week, everybody, take care.
You've been listening to Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel. Tune in every Thursday for this great two-hour show at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern Time. And remember to call in at 800-930-2819 to get answers from your guardian angels and loved ones. Artie and Sky have helped thousands of people with remarkable accuracy as they tune in, use their intuitive gifts and inner guidance, and communicate with people's angels and loved ones who have passed on. To schedule your session, call Artie at 877-ANGEL-02 and visit ArtieHoffman.com, and call Sky at 908-500-1474 and visit SkyOfAngels.com for personal or group readings. And tune in next week for this fabulous hit show.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com. Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com. Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com. Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners, award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit thetruthisfunny.com.
Artie Hoffman is the hottest psychic with the warmest heart and the host of the hit show Angels and Answers. A renowned psychic medium, spiritual life coach, and an entertaining motivational speaker, Artie has helped over 15,000 people with his amazing intuitive gifts, his passion, and his humor. Call 877-ANGEL-02 to schedule a personal reading or to have your own psychic Artie party. That's 877-ANGEL-02. And visit ArtieHoffman.com and Angels and Answers on Facebook.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence.
Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times, and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.